About 5-6 years ago, the Transport Troy Committee formed to work on alternative transportation issues in Troy to make it a more person-friendly city and not quite so car-centric, so that we could have better pedestrian facilities, better cycling facilities, better access for people who had limited mobility. And one of the ways of showcasing what they wanted to do, which was to have a connection from the Troy Menands Bridge to the existing Uncle Sam Bikeway at Middleburg, was to have a festival so that we could show what the route was hoped to be and all the amenities off of that route, that by having a better access through town, people would also have access to our cultural and commercial facilities. And so we had our first Collar City Ramble, and each year it's grown a little bit, added a few things, and so now we have walks, self-guided walks and guided walks, historical tours. We have a hike. We also have guided bike tours. And we have the free kayaking here at the Ingalls Avenue Boat Launch. A couple of years ago, they put me in charge of the waterfront activities for the Collar City Ramble. And so I round up a dozen or so of my regular paddling friends and have them do a flotilla, help lead guided paddles, and also help people sign in, get them into boats and so forth with Upstate Kayak Rentals, who we rent kayaks from so people can have free kayaks for the day. And so we have a flotilla that goes off at 10 a.m. That's for anybody who brings their own boat or wants to use one of the rental kayaks. And then at 10:30, 11:30, and 12:30, we have guided paddles, so that anybody who wants to try a kayak but is a little, nervous about going out on the big river all by themselves has an experienced paddler with them and gets to see a little of the waterfront and Troy from a different perspective and try a new sport.
And how many years has this been going on?
This is our fifth year.
And are the activities changing year to year, or is it pretty much the same?
We always mix it up a little bit, but the general categories remain the same. Some of the activities shift a little, some of the routes shift a little, so that you're not doing exactly the same thing every year. But we definitely want people to see what Troy has to offer and how they can get to it.
So if people want to find out more about the Collar City Ramble, what can they do?
They can go to the Collar City Ramble website and find all the schedules there. And it starts 9 o'clock Saturday morning, runs till about 2. I think one of the walking tours is late in the afternoon, so check the schedule on that. But with a little luck and planning, you can probably work in a couple of the activities during the course of the day. And it's at the farmer's market, so you can do a little shopping there and check things out at our Ramble table. And also, we have a number of partners who come and display their information at the Ramble headquarters, so there's a lot to find out about there.
And there's also a Hudson Valley Ramble. Is that related?
It is. The Hudson River Valley Ramble had been going on for several years before we started the Collar City Ramble, which is a coincidence rather than a deliberate thing. Jim Lewis, who was one of the founders of the Transport Troy Committee, visualized a ramble through our fair city, and a physical ramble, which would be the trail from South Troy to North Central. And it was just a coincidence that he included Ramble, and so we decided to get under their umbrella so that we'd have a wider visibility and hopefully attract people from all over the region.
And do you work? Are you working in cooperation with the Hudson River? Hudson River Valley Ramble, is that
what
it is?
Yes, the Hudson River Valley Ramble has sort of a catalog type thing that tells about all their events, which go on all during September. There's an amazing array of stuff to do. I'm just totally daunted every time I glance at it. But we are listed in that also, and so you can get an idea of what we've got going on from that, and you can also check out some of the other events around the area. But you definitely want to be here on Saturday.
So how did you get to be so passionate about kayaking? Here you are standing on the banks of the Hudson River. You're wearing a flotation device, carrying a paddle. What brought you to this point?
Oh, about 25 years ago, I got introduced to kayaking or canoeing by a friend and decided that I liked it a whole lot. And so a year or two later, I joined the Adirondack Mountain Club. I had my own canoe, which I kept at a friend's house on Burden Lake, and realized that if I wanted to use the canoe by myself, it could be a little awkward on a breezy day. So I added a kayak to the stable and started going out with the Adirondack Mountain Club Albany chapter on their Tuesday evening after work paddles, and got to meet a whole bunch of really nice people and get to see some great scenery. And oh, by the way, the sunsets are really nice on weeknights. And it's gotten to be something that I really, it's a big part of my life.
Now, you say the sunsets are nice on weeknights. Do they take the weekend off?
Well, they're nice then, too, but that's when I'm more likely to see them.
So tell me what it's like to paddle on the Hudson. The Hudson has had a long decline and now a long resurgence. Is it a place that you really want to be out so close to the water on?
Oh, definitely. In fact, the first time I actually launched on the river with the group, I felt I had connected with part of my heritage. My family has lived in the Hudson Valley for centuries. And so to be on the water instead of just looking at it from shore was very special. People worry about contamination. For the most part, that's not a major issue because we do have pretty good pollution control these days. Sometimes after some major rain, you might want to hold off for a day or two because of things that get washed in from non-point source pollution. But in general, it's perfectly safe. I wouldn't recommend drinking it. But, you know, if you're in a boat, you're not drinking it. And you get to see things from a slightly different point of view. You get to go into places that you can't get on foot or with a larger boat. And you get to see wildlife and the changing seasons. And it's just beautiful.
What are the things that you see out there that have really struck you? Have there been any, moments that you can't forget as far as your boating on the Hudson?
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize these days, the eagles have made an amazing comeback since they were reintroduced a few years ago. And so almost every time we're out, we're likely to see an eagle somewhere along the way. We see herons and egrets, especially this time of year, all kinds of other waterfowl, sometimes deer, beaver, turtles, the usual critters that you expect to find in aquatics areas. Like I said, great sunsets, interesting cloud formations, interesting lighting effects, changing the seasons. It's always a little different. Even if you've launched from the same place a dozen times, every time you go, the day is a little different. And so you see something that you haven't seen before. We've got some really scenic little nooks all around the area, and you can't get to some of them without a boat.
And have you seen anything alarming out there? You're in a part of the world that most people don't see. You see the beauty of it, but are there other things as well?
Well, you have to be aware of the tides if you're below the federal dam, and that can make some difference in your outing, especially if you're going to go up some of the creeks that come into the river. You also have to be aware that you are on a commercial channel, so you need to stay out of the shipping channel, watch for larger boats, watch for power boats. They're not always paying attention to the smaller recreational vessels. So it takes a certain amount of common sense, but it's not scary if you're paying attention.